Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Dan Hafner. Thank you for joining me. If you're joining for the very first time, welcome to the show. Hopefully this will be exciting and entertaining for you. If you're a returning listener or subscriber, welcome back. Super excited to have you back. Real quick, a couple business things to take care of. As always, please like, subscribe, rate and review the show wherever you're listening or watching. That is super helpful. My mission for you is to share this episode or this show with one person that you think might find value. You know, we're always talking about this. My guest today, if you're watching the show, you can already see her on here. Her name's Kathleen Miner. Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely, you did.
Okay, Kathleen Miner. So she is a CEO. She's got two tech startups she's running, hence why I thought she'd be a good fit for the show. Because that's really what this show is about. You know, like one of the missions I've changed this show to be about, you know, I kind of start for any of you who remember, you know, back for episode 300, we had this, this was more of a business and relational type of show, personal development type of show. But I've also said, you know, going back a lot of episodes as well, that I think one of the best forms of personal development you can possibly get into is having your own business and being an entrepreneur. So I'm really excited to talk to Kathleen. She's got some really cool stuff that she's involved in. Just kind of excited to hear about her tech startup journey. And that's, again, going back to the mission of the show of like, you can build a tech startup, even if you're not technical, if you have never done this type of stuff before. I'm really interested to hear about Kathleen's journey into this, how she got started with it. So yeah, without any further ado, welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Well, thank you very much for having me. This is awesome. Very nice to get to meet you like in person.
Like virtually
in person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Kathleen's coming to us from Florida. I'm up here in Pittsburgh, so she's enjoying a little bit warmer weather than we are. It's you know, beginning of 2024, so I'm a little jealous, but that's okay. That's neither here nor there. So, I mean, I guess I kind of alluded to a little bit, Kathleen, but, you know, tell us, you got a couple of tech startups, you got a global nonprofit, you got all kinds of stuff, cool stuff.
You know, I do. And as I said, you know, as you get older, there's just more things that just come into your life and you're like, how did I even get here? And that's kind of the way that a lot of things have happened to me in my life. Like if you would have asked me about two tech startups, even 3 years ago, I would have looked at you like you had two heads. Like, I don't even know where, like, how did this happen? What are you talking about? And so just, you know, really quickly, I've always really been a go-getter. I think that came from my parents, right? Just the way I was brought up. I mean, I'm not going to just settle. If there's something I want to do, I'm going to get it done and I'll keep going until it gets it done. And it was a single mom of two kids when I say younger because it started at 19. And I worked at the Mayo Clinic. So, you know, in the Mayo Clinic, and I worked my way up to be a supervisor, and I was the youngest supervisor they ever had because that's what I was going to do. And so, long story short, I ended up getting married to this amazing man and ended up being a stay-at-home mom for over 20 years. Now, I never even saw that coming either, but within those 20 years and being with my kids, there's so many things that I did, and I had the time to be able to do. Now, I'm not gonna lie, my job was really full-time, right? Full-time stay-at-home mom. That's just the way it is. But in that journey, when cell phones came out, okay, that's kind of when I thought, oh my gosh, like, oh, did any parent sign up for this? I don't think so. And so I tell them two sets of kids because I have older kids that are 32 and 29. And then I've got a 19 and an 18-year-old. So when my older kids got cell phones, the worst thing we had to worry about was like, why are you getting a text at 11 p.m.? Everybody should be sleeping. There's school tomorrow. Like nobody had access to the internet. Like, you know, they weren't smartphones. You know what I mean? Like it was a whole new world out there. And so that's when I started really paying attention to cell phones. And okay, you know what? Every cell phone has to be parked downstairs in the little caddy that I purchased by 10 p.m. Like there's no exception. And all my kids, nobody got a cell phone until high school. And that was just our rule. And I think it should still be that way today. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes I think that it is too soon, even after that. Hey, and this is why.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you how I got into one of the startups. So this is leading somewhere. With one of my teenagers, this happened about 3 years ago. You know, here I am still that mom thinking I got it all together and I'm, you know, on my fourth child, like, okay, well, this is going to be a breeze. And I'm checking the phones and I'm like, oh, this is kind of boring, to be honest. Like, there's not much on here. But I did start to realize that my child was changing. Things weren't right. And it wasn't normal teenage stuff. Just the way that they were behaving, the way they were dressing, the people they were hanging out with, like a lot of stuff was changing. And I was like, oh man, like, what am I missing? Like, what am I missing? And then there was some self-harm stuff. So long story short, after a really bout down a bad road, which thank God we got out of that okay, I got a hold of that cell phone. And what I saw was astonishing. My mouth dropped open and I was like, oh my gosh. Number one, the kids are good. They know what they're doing. So like, for instance, they hide apps behind apps. So, you know, the little camera, which I thought was a camera because my phone has a camera, behind the camera app could be TikTok, could be Snapchat, could be anything, because they hide them behind apps. Well, I had no idea, not any idea at all. So as I'm looking at this and seeing what my child's seeing, I was just like, okay, so any kid has access to this stuff. They'll have access to it. And this is about like, how do you self-harm yourself without your parents knowing? How do you, where to find drugs, where to find all this stuff? And I'm just, I don't know. I guess I was naive. I thought, okay, this, you know, I've been parenting for so long, longer than I've really been alive, you know, like I've got this. So I was really then on a mission to, at that point, to be honest, I was more of the, you know, I've got to work this out. Like, we got to get through our family stuff first. And we did. So we're on the other side of this and now I can talk about it. But I've also got three grandkids. YouTube has, this is just an example. YouTube, who's got kids shows, in the middle of these kids shows, there's advertisements popping in there that are totally not kid appropriate. Whether it's nudity or alluding to something else. I mean, like, it's not appropriate. So there's not enough safeguarding going on. So one of the apps that we've created, and this one isn't launching until March just because there's a lot of balls in the air, but it's completed and done. And we have beta testers. We got people on there that have been, you know, testing it out, kids. It is an only for kids site for their creative content. So a lot of kids are going on YouTube, right? They're showing how to make slime, how to do makeup. I mean, you name it, right? I mean, how to play with little Paw Patrols. I mean, whatever. But this one is very, very well protected, meaning that the parents have to verify their identity for the kids to get on. The users are going to have to verify identity. It's a 17 and under site. There won't be advertisements unless it's the kids that are advertising. I mean, it's all, you know, it's going to be not bot run, pretty much. That's really the only way to make this happen. And yes, it takes more manpower. It takes a lot of stuff, but I'm really passionate about being able to have a safe space for kids to be creative. Does it solve the social media issue? No, I'm working on that with something different, but you know, it just really dawned on me that we've got to do something for these young kids to be able, because the computers are going to be here. They're going to get on their cell phones. The parents are getting kids cell phones at the age of like 7. I'm baffled at this, but we've got to learn also the parameters. So that's just one thing.
Well, and that's
led me there.
Yeah, that's a really amazing story. I mean, we're full of just like ups and downs and stuff. And when you say that, it's very interesting. I want to dive more into that because you know, I've admittedly, like, one of the things I changed this year, I stopped listening to I found myself at the end of last year listening to way too much content, like of podcasts, things that were like, honestly, were just filling my mind with junk. So that's kind of been one of my things. So I haven't been on that bandwagon for a while, which is nice. But you know, before I did that, there was I was big into like the Daily Wire and a lot of different podcasts that they have and stuff. And I don't know, you might be familiar with a new app that they launched called Bent Key, so it sounds like that this is kind of up that alley. Cause it was very interesting when they talked about it of like, you know, you want to be able to sit your kid down in front of the TV and like not have to worry that they're going to be put some kind of weird thing or like kid inappropriate thing in front of them or political messages or like weird, you know, just weird things that you would not want to fill with their mind. So I commend you for that. That's a really, I mean, it's weird to say, it's like, it's a really bold thing to do in this day and age. Right. But that's a really, really amazing thing. So what's this called? What's this project called?
It's called Tuzu, T-U-U-Z-U-U. Tuzu. We just thought it was a cool name.
I like it.
And there you go. It's Tuzu. And yeah, Bentke, it's absolutely amazing. My grandkids, grand girls, I have three girls, they watch it. And so this one is on the other side of that, meaning the kids are creating the content instead you know, coming in. So we have to, I mean, we've got to, our kids don't need privacy. They need our protection. And I was talking to somebody, this has happened numerous times. Well, I don't want to like, invade my kids' privacy. Okay. No, I mean, the kid is 10. They don't need privacy.
Yeah.
Let them go take a shower. There's their privacy. After this, like, you know, you need to be watching their stuff. So it is, I mean, I find it as just something that I was really just called to do, meaning it just kind of flowed and ended up happening and very passionate about it. Now, I'm not a web developer. I'm not an app developer. That is not my background. I mean, like I said, I worked at Mayo Clinic. I've actually been personal training women off and on for the past 30 plus years. I mean, that's what I've been doing. Like, remember Skype?
Yeah.
I had a Skype business. In my basement when I lived in North Carolina, I was training women all around the world at 5 a.m. I mean, 5 a.m. my time. You know, so I've been in kind of this world of that, but way back in the day of videos and getting things out there. But app developing was not my thing. So, of course, we had to get app developers on to help. And, you know, I've learned a lot, though. Learned all about coding. I've learned a lot about how to get an app. How to, you know, and it was a little harder to get an app than I thought it was going to be. And that's actually for the second one that I'm getting ready to tell you about, because, you know, when you're trying to get a social networking or social media app, you kind of get put in a whole different category.
Yeah.
Which I did not know. So like if I was going to go to launch an app having to do with fitness, it'd have been much easier to have it sail through.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. There was a client we were working with that we had to do a social component to it, and we ran into rejection after rejection with Apple. I had no idea that there was so many things you had to be able to do and safeguards, and it's kind of crazy.
And the thing that I think is crazy is after all of that, on the App Store, it says 4 years and up. And I'm like, okay, 4 years old? I mean, that's not appropriate, because this is not the kids app. I'm talking about something different now, right? This is not even the kids app.
Right.
I'm just like, 4 years old? No, this is part of the problem. This is part of the problem.
Crazy. And before you dive into that, I just wanted to say one thing that I think is really cool about this idea too. Like we said, like the Bentke stuff is just like regular animation that's like professionally you know, published. Whereas this is done by the kids, which I think is like, that's really, really cool, because that's also teaching them to be influencer type stuff, entrepreneurial, that kind of stuff, which is like almost like two birds with one stone, right?
It is. And they can monetize and make money. So the way that we've done this is, it's not like YouTube where you have to have so many followers and everything else. You are able to make money right away, right? People follow you. They can give you tips, meaning tips, money tips. They can give you that right away. Anybody that follows you, you can send out a mass message. It'll go to their email if you've got some new content up. Like, we have so many great things in the background for that program. And also the other thing is, any message that goes, or anybody that puts a comment, it also goes to the parents' email. So that way the parents are up on what's going on, because that is another thing that is a problem. Things like when I said the whole story of why this whole thing came to me was because of the fact of the things that I was seeing on my child's phone that I had no idea was there. And had I known it was there, I could have put a stop to it earlier. I just didn't even know, because it was all hidden. So by having the parents being able to at least see what's going on there, I mean, we'll protect it as much as we can. We've got every safeguard you could ever imagine out there, including a lot of humans. But we also need the parents to be able to look and say, hey, listen, did you see this message? Who is this person?
Yeah. Okay. And then going back to another thing you just mentioned too. So when going through all this process of kind of building this, maybe it was the other platform that you're going to talk about here. What would you say was the biggest surprise of going through a process of building a tech platform, an app, like something like this? Like, what was the biggest thing that you're like, wow, I had no idea that I was going to learn that or have to do that? Like, what's the biggest the biggest takeaway, you think?
You know, for me, it was really being able to explain myself, because everybody thinks differently. So as I'm describing what I'm envisioning to somebody that's more of a developer, it really proved to me how different people think. 100%. So my vision and what I thought I was explaining, sometimes it would come back and I would be like, that's not what I was thinking. Like,
that's very common. Very common.
Yeah. So it almost got to where, I mean, and neither one of us were wrong. It was just a matter of, it really shows you how different people can perceive things when you're explaining it to them. So you really have to make sure that, you know, it's almost like drawn out and explained step by step by step. And I had to realize I can't just assume that people are understanding what my brain is picturing. I'm really good at visualizing things too. Not everybody is. Some people are just better explaining the tech stuff or reading. I'm very much a visual learner, more than give me the directions and let me follow them.
That's really cool.
A lot of tech developers are very much, this is the way it is. Like, you have to do
that. Yeah, and I'll back you up on that. There was a partnership I was a part of early on in my career where we did that exactly. There was the visionary person who had, like, they had all the slides built. They could kind of see how this platform was going to be. And like, they were very, very, they were light years ahead of the rest of the team and how the platform would look, how it would function, how it would do those types of things. And I, being the technical lead on it, was always trying to catch up and trying, like, there was always butting of heads of, well, it needs to do this. And it's like, well, and part of it was my own limitations at the time when I was just getting started, because I just didn't know how to do those types of things.
Right, right.
But yeah, I'll back you up on that 100%. Like, there is that. I come up with that with people all the time. And they're just like, hey, I want this to be the thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, great. Well, the thing you have to remember is that you, as the visionary, as the person, care 100, like 99% about the project of itself. Like, obviously, if you're paying someone to do it, they have to care about it. But like, at the end of the day, this is your thing. It's not my thing or the developer's thing. Like, it's your thing. So you have to have the standard. You have to know what you're doing. That's a very interesting takeaway. I like it.
It is. And I think too, that people have to realize that you do then have to open up your mouth and say, you know, then, okay, we might have to go back to the drawing board then we're going to have to start again. This isn't okay. I mean, you know, and you try to do it in a nice way, but then again, why settle for things? And I think as I've gotten older too, and I always say wiser because I'm no more than I did yesterday, you know, is that I don't want to really settle. I'm not going to settle. Like, if it's not the way it needs to be, then we'll make it work. It's going to happen. And I will tell you, it has. And so that has been great. Every single time they've come back and said, okay, I've thought about this and it can be done. We're just going to have to do this, this, and this. Okay, perfect. Perfect. We know it can be done. There's a way to do it. So just like you, you know, not everybody, nobody's great at everything, but they're learning. We're all learning as we go, trying to solve these dilemmas of, well, how do we make that happen? There's got to be a way.
Yeah. There is. And I will say that the people who I know that are like you, that are the visionary, the driver of what it's going to be, are less settling and less, you know, they're more resolute in this has to be the way it has to be. Whereas when I'm becoming a little bit more like that now. When I first started out, I was just like, look, I built this thing. It's awesome. Even though it was like, I was bringing you like a rubber band wrapped around like a tennis ball. And I was like, it works. It works. It does what you said it needed to do. Right. But you're like, yeah, but it like looks like dog shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and the thing is I down respect too the amount of work it takes to do anything in the background with coding. Even if you're talking about the rubber band type look thing, you know what? That took a lot of work and time to make that happen in the background. And I do respect that because I like, you know, it's like the marching band. I was in the marching band for like 2 years before I joined the dance squad in high school. I watch marching bands out on that field and I'm like, I know how much work it takes to memorize your song, know all the steps you're going to be at, keep with the beat. And where everybody else at halftime is getting up, leaving, I'm like, no, I'm going to sit right here and watch them because they worked hours to make this happen. So that's the way I think about those kind of things now. But yeah, that was my, I have to say that that's probably what stood out to me was I've got to be better at explaining myself and not think that everybody is just, oh yeah, I know exactly what she's thinking.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting takeaway. I like it. Oh, yeah. So, well, so, okay. So just quick question. So when, like how long, you said it's launching in March. When did you like get this idea? When was this idea born?
It's probably been about a year.
Okay.
Maybe a year and a half. Honestly, the days have flown by.
Okay.
About
12 to 18 months. Okay.
It took time. It took time. And you'll see how this kind of came about. So with the, and this is why there's two. So meaning one kind of just stemmed off the other in some sort of a way. So the other one is an app. It's already an app. It's called ZZ Atem, ZZ ATEM. Now, and that app is absolutely awesome. And how that came about is that a friend of mine and I, so she runs Moms in Business International, which is the largest women's networking group literally in the world. And there, I don't know how many countries they're in, but a lot, hundreds. So she runs that. I have been helping women from the inside out, like I said, with my fitness stuff just throughout, even when I was a stay-at-home mom, and I've been helping them with that. So helping people with business, right? So when platforms like OnlyFans started coming out, and or at least come, that's, they've been around a long time, but you know, really became popular. And then we already had YouTube out there, and so many people that we were trying to help, women and men, we're trying to get their businesses out there, but they've got to have a certain amount of followers. They've got to have a certain amount of this. They have to qualify to be able to monetize. Well, we were like, okay, let's just figure out something where they don't have to do that. Like a platform. Let's go with it. So that's how we started the thought process. And we call that ZZ Fans. And that's within the app of ZZ Atem. So ZZ F-A-N-Z. So did that. Now, the ZZ Atem part is a social media aspect of ZZ Fans. So it's the only platform out there that actually has where you put podcasts on there, you put your trainings on there, you, if you're a singer, put that on, put whatever you want on there. Except for what we have done is we decided that we're going to keep adult content off and let that deal with the other platforms that are doing it. Because most people that want their, you know, if they're putting their podcast on there, they don't really want like the boobs in their face in the next slide over, you know, because their customers and clients and fans may be like, yeah, this isn't for me. But the thing is you can, as soon as you get on there and start posting your content, you can share it out. People can come on and give you tips, as in money. I always say tips, but then tips could be like, I'm giving you advice, but it's not that. Tips as in money. You can charge for your videos. Again, it's kind of the framework of Tuzu that we're using for kids that we've brought into the social media site for adults. So this is an 18 and over site. And we say that because, you know what, again, I'm really very conscious about keeping the kids. Like there's a lady on there who does, she loves to solve murder mystery type thing. It does the unsolved murders, right? Oh, okay. Well, you know what though? My 8-year-old granddaughter doesn't need to see that.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, they're socially, they're really, their brains are not ready for that. So we need to keep that off. Anybody can get on as far as, you know, other than that. So that, it is amazing. We also have the best blogging system. So whether you're a blogger or whether you're just somebody that's expertise in a field, I mean, so many people, as you know, because there's been some controversy around it, people are using AI, right, to write their blogs and articles. I would say don't let it write your whole article. Just maybe get some ideas if you need to. Change it up. Use your brain. Use your imagination. But we have in the background built our search engine optimization to maximize. So basically, you put your stuff on there, it's going to get out. It's going to get out. It's going to get picked up by search engine optimization. So That is what a lot of people are using that for right now, is for our blogging platform. But since both of them are together, meaning the social site part and the ZZ Fan site where you can monetize your videos, your podcasts, and things like that, we also are the only one that within that has video and audio chat. So there's no other site that is like a YouTube or an OnlyFans or anything like that, that you can actually audio and video call.
Mm.
So we've got a lot of things that we've done in the background. You know, you earn Zooms for everything that you do. Zooms are our ZZ points, and you can use those to advertise your business, and it goes right on the site. So you don't have to spend money to advertise. You use that to advertise. And it just, it also encourages people to write more blogs, echo. So instead of likes, we have echoes, echoes people's posts, do that. And it's a one-time registration. It's free. It's free. As far as the fans part goes, that's the other thing, you know, is that it is an 85%, right? So if you do bring in money, because we've got to pay the credit card fees and stuff like that, that's being processed in the background. But that's still higher than, well, there's really no other platform out there that does that unless it's mainly adult content. So, and you know what? If you can do adult, I mean, there's so many people out there making money doing that. I say go for it. And that's awesome. But it is, you know, we do pay higher than that. So that is kind of just the basics, because I could be here all day talking about it, of what that is. But getting that app going was definitely a learning experience. And again, it came the same thing. Okay, well, this is what we envision. So this is what we need to get. And also going through both of these helped me realize that, you know what, I've got to explain myself better.
Very, very cool. So that one you were just talking about, that sounds like that was kind of born before this. So is that one a little bit, was that one a little bit older?
Well, no, it's about the same. It's about the same. That's why I say we were doing it at the same time, but we found that everything that we were doing for one, as far as Tuzu and then the ZZ fans part, we could use one for the other.
Okay, gotcha.
It's, you know what I mean? They're not the same platform by any means, but we got like one that we saw worked since ZZ Fans has been live for a little while now. Mm-hmm. We know what we need to do for the kids to make sure that it keeps working seamlessly.
Gotcha.
Right. Which was also like, okay, we need to be able to upload 4K video. Okay. Well, listen, I've been doing podcasting and videos for years. Cause I have a book and I've been doing all these things. Personally, I'll just get my stuff and push record. I wasn't looking at 4K, 720, you know, 540. Well, I learned about that too. But those were things that we had to make sure that our site was capable of uploading 4K video, because a lot of the phones, I mean, you can change it in settings, but most people don't know that. But, you know, they're automatically recording in 4K. So if you go record this great recording and you go to upload it onto a platform and the platform's like, can't take this, then you're like, great. So we had to do some tweaking in the background with things like that too.
So it's almost like you start with this vision of something, kind of not knowing, you're very naive, I guess, when you start, right? Like you just don't really know what's going to come. And then you get to a point where you hit something like a roadblock like that of, oh crap, like we need 4K type of stuff, or we need audio and video, or we need these types of things, right? So how do you balance that, you know, as being kind of the driver of this, of, you know, preventing yourself, and I guess this is kind of a fault that I kind of fall into, is, you know, falling down the rabbit hole of solving this one problem, but also keeping like on track with the project and the bringing this to life and the budget and all this kind of stuff. Like, is there a balancing act you've learned for that?
You know, there is. And I will say, as far as the developer goes, who's been amazing. When it came to that 4K, for an example, I was like, you know what? We went side by side, showed 720 and then 4K. Personally, my eyes could not tell a difference. I could not tell a difference. And I said, you know what? I think it's fine. I think we just go with it the way it is. I don't think we need 4K. Again, it was one of those times. 2 days later, he comes back. He's like, we have to do 4K. So I've got it worked out. It's happening. Okay. So it was kind of one of those things where sometimes I'm like, you know what, to me, not the biggest deal, because I can teach people in like the FAQ section of how to make sure you get the best quality video by going into your phone settings, if that's what you're recording on, and changing it to something different. And that's really my way of thinking was. So it is a fine balance though, because there's been some things we've been like, you know what, let's just deal with that later. Let's just certain things, like, let's not do that now. We need to just launch this thing and get it out there, because really the best way to get feedback is to have people using it. Doesn't matter really what I think, does Amen. Not matter what the developer thinks or my partner thinks. It really matters what the users are thinking, because what I think is self-explanatory, they're, I mean, so I'm going to give you an example. We just had a blogging competition, right? Where we had a cash prize and it was really fun. I mean, it was awesome. The blogs were amazing, right? And I know how to teach people too, how to get even more SEO reach than organic if they follow my little tips. Well, either way, take that aside. One of the things that I kept saying was no emojis in your body of your blog. No emojis in the body of the blog. Number one, it's not professional anyway, if you're trying to look like the expert, but we don't have the platform set up to put emojis inside of the body. The amount of messages that I got that the blog would not publish. Okay, so then, I mean, I seriously spent an entire day just having people copy and paste their blogs to me. There's an emoji. So it's things like that. So now, you know, now in my head, I'm like, okay, so maybe, you know, on the platform, in the body of where you would put your blog, it needs to say no emojis. Like, it's those things like that. Now, because to me, I figure, okay, you put it on there once, you say it once, you're good. But what's happening is so many people are copying and pasting from other platforms that things are coming along with them. You know, so it the users are the ones that are really once. And that's why I say, you know what, personally, I don't think you're ever ready. I don't think there's never, just like people say, there's never a perfect time, right? Meaning go for it. And that's what we decided to do. Go for it. And now we just, as things come to us, if it's something that, you know, we say, okay, you know what, that is worth taking into consideration. That might be worth it. And then other times it's like, you're never going to make everybody happy. So
yeah,
we're just going to have to keep moving and grooving, and it's going to work itself out. So we are trying to get more people on ZZ Fans. It's really such a great platform, and it's becoming more and more known. But I will say, just like, it's like a business. It's any business. It's getting that business out there.
Interesting. Well, and just real quick too, it kind of echoes our previous episode. If you guys have already listened to that one, we talked with Michael, and he basically was talking about, you know, a lot of problems end up being people problems, right? You can build all the coolest things in the world. You can, I think that's a big thing that comes to light with software development or building any kind of thing, is you could build, I don't know how many things that I've built in the past that we thought were going to be great things that turned out to, like, no one cared. You know, it was like, and then maybe that was a lack of proper customer, you know, research or feedback or like all those types of things. And it can always be a mixture of both.
Yeah.
Right. But it's just, it was just kind of an echo right there. That was kind of interesting.
No, it's true. And it's a user, and everybody has different phones. So many people on their phones, they're not on the computers. You know, they're doing so many different things. And so when you get those people coming in, say, I can't do this. And then they're all on different kind of phones. So the phones have different parameters. We ran across this just not too long ago. iPhone is saving so many of their pictures as HEIC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why? Mm-hmm. Do you know how many platforms that's not compatible with?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we ran into that. So that is something that, you know what, that apparently was an update on one of the past more recent updates that switching all the old stuff over to. So that's something that's, we had to fix on our end. Like, we had to say, you know what, if all the iPhones are changing to that, that is something we have to do. That's not a non-negotiable.
You kind of have to go with the tide instead of against it. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, because if not, in order to get for me personally, I was having to go into Canva because that's a platform that's easy for me, put my picture in there and download it again in a JPEG or a PNG.
Yeah.
Like, all these extra steps to get one picture. Like, is it worth it? I don't know. So yeah, things like that. But it's definitely been a journey, and one that, like I said, if you would ask me 3 years ago, I'd have been like, I don't know what you're talking about. I am not an app person. If anything, I don't even really love social media. But there's reasons why. I know it's a benefit, and we're here to be with people on their business journey, no matter what their business is. You know, maybe it's podcasting, maybe it's teaching people, you know, how to create their business to a seven-figure business, or how to get their MLM up and running, or whatever. You know, I mean, everybody's got a different expertise, and I'm telling you, like I said, I'm learning every single day. That's why I love podcasts and I love to listen to people. But I'm with you. I really either stick with the things I can learn from or things that feel good and I'm positive about. You know, I wrote a book called The 30-Day Self-Perception Makeover because really your self-perception dictates everything in your life, right? What you think about you really is the only thing that matters. So when I'm feeling these things and I'm listening to certain things that aren't resonating with me, and I'm like, well, this is negative. I just turn it off and I go to something else. But we all have the ability to have like positivity in our ears all day long. We're learning.
Yes, I will echo that. Yes, that is one thing that I'm also personally working on for 2024 is self-confidence, self-image, self-love, all that type of stuff. So what you're doing is really, really awesome, Kathleen. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for coming on. This is really, really cool. So can you remind us again? I don't think we actually plugged the links or anything, but can you remind us where to go to get more information on these platforms or start using
them? Yeah, you know, you can just go to KathleenMiner.com and I've got the links there. That's probably the easiest way to do it.
Perfect.
But our app, ZZ Atom, ZZATEM, you can download from the Google Play or the Apple Store and you just register once, get on there. I mean, seriously, if you're somebody that wants to get your business out there with blogging or articles, like you have nothing to lose, especially if you're already doing that stuff. Same with the video content and the podcasting, like stick it on ZZ Fans. I mean, you can start getting tips right away. You can start getting, you know, out there in a kind of a different way because of the way that, you know, our back end is working on getting things out with search engine optimization. So we want to make it easy for people.
Well, it sounds good. It sounds like you might have a new show possibly joining here very, very soon. So, you know,
that'd be awesome. You've already got it out there. Just put it on there and see. You have nothing to lose. That's the way I look at it.
Sounds interesting.
Nothing to lose.
Exactly.
But I really appreciate you having me. You are such a great host.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. This was a really good time. I like, you know, you were the kind of the perfect fit for this type of stuff. I hope we can, you know, for anyone who's listening still, like, I hope that, you know, we can just kind of show people like having somebody like you on that's gone through this stuff. You had no, you know, you kind of pivoted, you know, recently around getting into this world. That's really what I like to promote on this show is that you can do this. Like you don't have to, whether you go the route like you of hiring someone to do it or someone like me who just taught myself how to do it. It's possible. Like there are a lot of things and there's platforms like this out there that can help you get a head start and get a leg up on things. Yeah. So
anything can be done. I feel like if I can do it, I can get you in the gym all day long and show you how to use all the equipment and get, you know what I mean? But if I can go from that in the medical field to this, anybody can do it.
You can do it. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. That's KathleenMiner.com. Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate it. That's going to be a wrap for the show. I appreciate you coming on. So, all right, everyone, don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave a 5-star rating and check out Kathleen's stuff. This is really, really cool. I really want to get behind her launch here in March because that really is a very big and that has implications larger than just the tech space and that kind of stuff. Like I feel like she's in this cultural type of stuff as well too with this too. So very, very cool. We want to get behind you and praise you for that. That's really awesome stuff.
Thank
so so be sure to check that out. We'll be sure to help promote that in any way that we can as well too. So all right, everyone, appreciate all of you joining. We'll see you next time. Dan Hafner signing off. See you later.